In Texas, Democrats and Republicans are still engaged in a bitter struggle over redistricting. On Monday, the state Senate will begin its third legislative session, with the main issue being the redrawing of Texas's congressional districts. 6 weeks ago, 11 Democratic senators fled the state for New Mexico to stop a vote on the issue. This week, they finally returned to Texas, and one of them joins us now. He's State Senator Mario Gallegos of Houston. Also with us is Republican State Senator Florence Shapiro from Plano, Texas. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Senator Gallegos, let me begin with you. Remind us why you and your colleagues fled Texas in the first place.
Well, I've already had done redistricting in 2001, and then only after the electoral process for congressional representatives that were drawn by the Legislative Redistricting Board and a three-judge panel that drew the congressional districts, Governor Perry decided that he didn't want the three-judge panel to draw our district, so he decided to call a special session. And we, under the Constitution that's voted upon by Texans, not by the governor, lieutenant governor, the Speaker of the House, by Texans, we broke a quorum. You got to have 21 senators on the floor to conduct business. That's why we went to New Mexico. And we went to New Mexico because a call in the Senate, basically you could be arrested and be taken back to the Senate. That's why we used our constitutional right, just like the Republicans could have done if they were in the same position.
Well, I imagine Senator Shapiro might have something to say about that. Senator?
Judge, there are two sides to every story, right?
That's what I keep
hearing. First of all, with all due respect to my colleague, that we couldn't do it in 2001 because that was when we redistricted and we abdicated, and I was on that legislative committee that actually did redistricting. We abdicated our responsibility for congressional lines, and we gave it to a three-judge federal panel. They didn't come back with a decision until after our session in 2001, so we couldn't have had a redistricting session in 2001.
Well, let me go back to Senator Gallegos then and ask you, what brought you and your colleagues back, and are you any better off for having fled?
Oh, yeah. When you buy precious time, as you buy time, you know, it... it happened in Houston before. The judges might rule that we go under the present lines and we'll decide later in the judicial process.
Senator Shapiro, that we are in the courts. The Democrats have taken us to court now three times. Today there is a three-judge federal panel that will be ruling. Each time that it has gone to the courts, the judges have said, and this is the third time, and I believe they'll do it again, this is not an issue for the courts. This is an issue on the issues that they brought forward that the legislators themselves must decide. And I think that will be upheld again today.
Okay, let me stop and ask you, how do both of you think the voters and the people of Texas see your respective parties' behavior over the issue of redistricting? Are they looking at this as a, you know, sort of a life or death legislative battle, or are they just saying, come on, get a life, you guys?
The latter.
Okay.
Most of the people are thinking, why are we doing this? It's not a plus for this state, I assure you. They did a poll that said that there were people out there that believe the majority of people think the Democrats shouldn't have left. But ultimately, they also say quite clearly that they have very little regard for the legislature as a whole because of what's happened on both sides.
Senator Gallegos, what do you think?
I think when you're talking about lines being drawn on a map as the top priority in a special legislative session, we should be talking about education, health care. Those are the real issues that Texans want to talk about, not about lines on a map.
So basically what I'm hearing is that after all of this is over, even as bitter as it has been, that perhaps you all will remain friends, at least outside of the issue of redistricting.
I am very optimistic that that is the case.
Well, I'm optimistic too, but not when you're talking about taking away voting rights. It's a voting rights issue, and it's going back to the Alabama days of Bull Connor. They might as well put sheriff's uniforms on when they impose
fines.
We're talking about the Bull Connor days.
You know they
pick out the dogs and bring out the
senators. Our time is up. I'm going to ask you to retreat to your respective corners and not come out until the bell rings. Democratic State Senator Mario Gallegos of Houston, Texas, and Republican State Senator Florence Shapiro of Plano, thank you both for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.